This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Xcel Energy is cutting power for thousands of residents in Larimer and Weld counties today due to high wildfire risk. But many business owners say they have not been informed. Xcel's Andrew Holder says the company tries to alert people through various methods, including social media.
And then we're also utilizing a number of partners. We have a number of our partners in the local community that are helping amplify our message, whether it's the local municipality social media pages or it's the local chamber of commerce's. We've really partnered strong to make sure that that information gets out.
Xcel says it will reassess if power can be turned back on around 4 this afternoon when wind gusts are expected to die down. Visits to Vail Resort ski areas in the U.S. are down 20% this winter due to lack of snow across the West. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
In an update for investors, Vail executives said Thursday that this season's snowfall is among the lowest in 30 years so far and is about 50% lower than average during that time. Revenues from ski school and dining at its properties are down significantly from last year. The Broomfield-based company lowered its financial expectations because of the poor start to the ski season. Its western properties include many of Colorado's most popular, including Breckenridge, Keystone, Beaver Creek, Crested Butte, and Vail. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Mostly sunny for much of the state today. In Denver and the Springs, highs in the lower 40s expected. Denver's going to see breezy conditions and high fire danger. For Grand Junction, highs in the upper 40s. For Vail, mostly cloudy skies in the upper 20s. And in Craig, more clouds in the mid-30s. It's 11:06.